guys. We have a guest.
With a
our
kitty.
Special guest, our first guest. Luna, say hello.
Luna, what do you have to tell the world?
She says.
Hi. Blessings, peace, a blessing upon this here podcast. She's like,
Luna, you're the mascot. Okay, she's leaving.
She's like,
She's like, I'm only here for a little while.
And she's like, you'll never see me again.
You'll never see me.
Anyway, hello everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to From Under the Bed. Burr, 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 burr,
burr, burr. Sorry.
No.
Sound the alarms.
Alert the presses. We're back. We're here for one word. One
word only. It. Chapter one.
It. You remember that joke from like The Borrowers or whatever, that book series? Like the little, you know, the book series. There's so many of them. But these were like the little tiny.
And the one with, what's his name? Mr. Weasley.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm thinking of the
Tom
book
Felton.
Yeah, yeah.
Son.
Yeah. I do remember. Didn't? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and also, there are a book series, which I never
read. Yeah, because I remember reading the book series at one point, and then there was a joke in it where it was like the beginning of the chapter started with like, Mississippi's a long word. How do you spell it? Yeah, you already know. And the girl was like, oh, and she just went on and on trying to figure out like, oh, here's the trick. And she's like, that's not right. And he's like, what? I just spelled that for you. And she's like, no, it's I-T. How do you spell it?
This is like that joke at...
Oh, yeah, we were at...
When we went
skip,
to...
Skipper Canteens? Yeah. At Disney World and Magic Kingdom, and Stevie went to the bathroom, and so the waiter, they like treat it like the Jungle Cruise ride there, and so they're all like corny joke tellers. But usually the last time for my birthday when we went, he was like fine, he was okay,
he was fine.
But this guy, I like
he told, was pulling out the jokes last
yeah because right. I told the joke when I was like, I'm telling her when she gets back, and he's like, okay. And it was the what did you know that 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same thing, which I'm bad at math, so for a second, no, I'm kidding, but for a second there I was like, don't make me answer, and he made me answer, and I was like, okay, ready, so because you're not here, I'm gonna answer, I'm gonna be both audience and court jester. So
court jester,
what's 10 plus 10? 20. What's 11 plus 11? 22. Ha. Just blew out the mic. I told Steve I wouldn't do that.
It literally
blew out. Stevie's going to mute that part. Just going to mute it. She's going to mute it. 22.
It's 22.
Now put on Taylor Swift.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. It.
So anyway, we're
that
covering...
was such a... But listen.
We're covering It, Chapter 1, because...
Because!
We got a request, and...
You see? Hold on. I got this. I got this. Wow, I had it pulled up and now it's all...
I'll put a little screen grab of it.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me show you what we got. From Dogmaster with a little paw prints next to
him.
He says, or they say, I'm sorry, I have only listened to a few episodes because I haven't seen all these movies, but so far I love it. Great hosts, period.
Thank you.
I would kill for an episode about It 2017, one of my favorite movies ever. So here we are, no killing required. okay, so to be fair,
I've lost it.
We've
I've
been wanting it. To do it for a while.
Yeah,
like, we talk about it. So I can't believe we missed that review though, because
sometimes like I said in the last episode where I was like, sometimes things go to spam or bypass us.
We did not see this review, but we are here and we already watched it. I'm like, we're ready to watch. We're ready to talk about it. Mm-hmm, and we want to do the second one as well, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, this movie is weird. I was going to say, when I thought about like the intro for this, I was like, honestly, when it came out, like that was, it was a different time. Like that was, I feel like society was different. Like
we it were, was. Like as again, a, because 2017, what a time.
That's what I'm saying. Know? Like it doesn't even feel like.
But that's also like, isn't that the year you and
here.
I moved
yeah.
to Florida?
I was a little bit after you. Yeah. Like I remember, that's why I associate, I told, you know, like we were talking about this, like what we associate like a song with or something. And I remember I just moved here, and I think my mom was maybe still here with me, like moving me in, because we went to just go see it because she was here, I feel. And then we saw it, and then when my mom and I went to go see it, and then when I came back, or at least like a week, I don't know, I listened to If I Could Change Your Mind by the Haim Sisters.
Mm.
I think I
How
never,
does it go?
It's like not one of their, like, it is like a single, I think, but it's the If I Could Change Your Mind, I Would Hit the Ground Running. It took time to realize. You know how they always do those synchronized dances? Sounds great. They like do those synchronized. They always do those like very plain, not plain, but like simple like, synchronized dances. And it's like so cool. But I think I'm pronouncing their name right. I always do, I think it's him. I always think of them all the time because like they're always in Taylor Swift's sphere. So I'm always like, hey. But anyway, but that song. And I saw them at Music Midtown one year. But anyway, that song, love it, has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing, except for when I was listening to it, it just reminded me of like summer, and I was just in. And now when I listen to it, I forever see those like that group in my mind.
It's I'm like anyway, I've told you that that happens to me with that Kelly Clarkson song, the one where she's like, oh my god, what's the one? Because I have an image of me singing it, looking out the window.
Wait, Breakaway?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When I was
which
like
is the music
a
video.
Child. That. They grew up in a small town. But it reminds me of The Village, the horror movie. Because like at
the
same time.
The Village, it's over for
us. We should do that next because we always talk about it and we never.
Literally, low-key, a great film outside. Like it doesn't have to have a genre.
I haven't seen it since I was like
a kid. My favorite quote in the world is from it. And no, I'm not going to say it right now because it's going to be for the movie. I mean, for the podcast episode. But yeah, the you're allowed.
Okay, you know what? If you hear noises in the background, just know it's my cat playing with a box.
Or
it's something else. Or is it Pennywise?
But, oh, what was I going to say?
The Village.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, the quote will be for the next episode. But no, but what were we saying before that? Oh, the song, Breakaway, though, which is really funny that it's like that you associate it with that. When it's really funny because I feel like it's so closely because it's obviously for the movie Princess Diaries when it played. You know, it was both. It's on her album, but then obviously it was played during when she walks down the parade. So it's just funny because like most people are going to be like, oh, the movie I associate it with is obviously
Princess Diaries.
Yeah, which is great though that you're like, anyway, The Village.
Actually, The Village.
But I love that. I'm telling you, even just the juxtaposition of different songs with like movies like this, it's always just like, anyway. And then it gives you this like weird... Like, it's cool to feel something
it
different.
It, like, places you in a certain time. Like, it, like, takes you out of your body almost.
But
and,
it's kind of fun,
else.
Though, but that those two songs are so different from the movies that we're talking about that for some reason I like that. It's kind of like when you like are thinking of, like, a villain from something and then you play, like, a little, like, boppy song and you're like, what if they liked this? Like, it's just one of those things, like, one of those weird sensations.
Like, they can, like, coexist. Like
like, the two
horror
worlds.
And then, like, the upbeat or,
like,
pop.
Yeah, coexisting. Like, it's like, you're like, wait, this is from the same universe. It's like when I would think of anything. And it's like, I always go back to Star Wars when I'm thinking about, like, the Empire. And I'm like, don't they want to have fun? And then you see the rest. Girls going ham over there.
Sorry.
But anyway, but I always go back to the Empire and Star Wars because we're always joking because we're just like, you're doing all this just to not have fun. Like, y'all are looking like you're like, anyway, I'm evil for a reason. And then it's like, anyway, I just want to stand like this all day.
We
you're
just,
like, guys,
it's
go
like,
get a
are
pool.
You guys boring?
We'll have an
are you just
party.
Standing
like, literally
around?
The SNL.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, are you just standing that's around? True. Do you have families? What's going on?
No.
But friends?
Some
but,
of them don't. I mean, that's why they're in that predicament of being.
That's kind of true. The stormtroopers are like, I was taken
they're
from
like,
my
family. I'm literally a clone.
I'm quite literally a cloned victim. But it's that thing where, like, you see the rest of the Star Wars universe and it's like so fun and there's so many people doing I mean not
there's
all
so
of
much
fun,
they could yeah
but still it's like that idea of just like but yeah it's that it's like I don't know it's
so
that idea
creepy.
Of just like I like things coexisting like that
yeah
so yes that's my first like that's my association with the movie and it just feels like a different time even for like the horror genre like it feels
yeah.
You know
I just I love this movie it's one of my favorites too and the original one is why I'm afraid of clowns which I know a lot of people are feel the same way
I've never seen and, the original except for parts like the part of with him in it
what you must have told me this and I forgot but
we
we're gonna have to watch the original
while we were watching the movie
no I didn't hear you say you've never watched it
not all of it
I did not hear you say that
oh well I haven't seen all of it I don't think if well, I have it was like a long time ago
yeah we'll
it's like
watch
a thing
it.
Where it's like just it was just so well I don't know it was there and then I feel like I've just seen the parts with him in it with Tim Curry like the part as Pennywise like under the you know what I
yeah,
mean
he's
and then
creepy.
With the balloon and that's it because then I would see stuff later about how Seth Green right is in it and I was like oh what and
yeah
everyone, and I'm like
and Sean Astin
yeah that's
which
a lie it's true but that's a lie like that's a lie he's
like
I'm
what?
Here but yeah
yeah but I love this movie and it reminds me of just I don't know it reminds me of my family because well when we came back from the movie I was telling you that my stepbrother Jeremy we went to see it with him and my stepmom, and I think my cousin too, my sub-cousin. But when we came back, we like hid a little clown doll in his room. We hit a little clown doll in his room. My like
goodness.
So we hit a little clown doll in his room when he wasn't in there. And then he came in and it was just sitting on his bed. And it did scare him for a second. And he said that he was like, and then he's like, are you serious, guys?
I guess, like, but how really? Cute was the clown doll?
It was one of those ones that look like the sad, like the white face, like the old timey looking ones.
Where
they're
like, the ones that are so tiny.
It's
cute.
Like that, like the ones that are like porcelain ish.
When they're little bean bag.
Yeah, but
bodies.
After you watch that, yeah, and then you're fair. Just like, especially where did that this one specific scene clown come from?
That one. That's true. It's like, did it? You got no one comes out. You guys, you're hiding. No,
we're like
there.
Not home.
Literally, like, hey, what? Jeremy. So we're on our way. What? Oh. I can't. But yeah, it felt like a different time. But you're talking about the original one. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I used to watch the original. I watched the original one when I was like 11 or 12, and it did scar me. And I think about the part I was telling you. Well, a lot of it, but I always think about the part with the scene with the blood coming out of the sink, and then the hair and the voices down the sink, and that stayed with me for a long time, and probably instilled this today.
Drains, hair, blood, list of things. Don't need ever combine them.
The
either.
Grudge.
Stop.
Again, one day.
But what was I gonna say? Yeah, I feel like, speaking of scars, being scarred.
I was like, the marks on his face.
No, scars. That was like the first thing I feel like that came out, like when this movie was announced. It was like, who's gonna be Pennywise? And I remember, I know I talked about a bit about like my history with Bill Skarsgård in the last episode. Yeah, love of Bill. Stop. I am going to love Bill instead of kill Bill. Get it?
Yeah.
No one. Everyone's like, that's not a great reference. You just changed a one word and it changed the entire meaning
and
of the
when
reference.
But
he, what was I gonna say? Oh, that when it was announced, I remember a lot of people like were kind of online being like, who? Like, kind of like a lot of people were like, who is that? And then two, they were like, oh, it's Alexander Skarsgård's brother. And they're like, that's so random of a choice. But I had been watching Hemlock Grove. I was already in love with him, but knew he could do
so
spooky.
That came out before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Hemlock Grove was like probably when I was maybe in college, like early like sophomore year maybe. I can't remember. Yeah, so it was his first like outside breakout, at least America thing. I know he's done some stuff because they're from Switzerland, right? Or is it Sweden? We looked this up once.
Hold on,
pause for a second.
Sweden. Sweden.
Oh, okay, so yeah, they're Swedish. So yeah, he's done. I think that whole family has definitely done like this, like been in the Swedish like film sphere and stuff. They are known for that first. But yeah, Hemlock Grove was one of his first things, and so I knew he could do creepy. And obviously, it's now like his brand because he's so talented. Ugh, he's so good. So when that was announced, I was like, "That's my Bill. There he goes." But yeah, that was announced, and then slowly, I guess the kids were kind of announced. Do you want to go? Would you like to go through them?
Want
to go through them?
So we've got, well,
how many of them are in total? The Losers
seven.
Club.
Seven. Oh yeah, they're called the Losers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I want to say main character because he's the one who suffers like the main first tragedy, which
he definitely Bill. Is like the lens through which we're kind of viewing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's Bill, played by Jaden Martell, Richie Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things and other things, Eddie, which is Jack Dylan Grazer, Stanley, Wyatt Olaf, and then Ben from Soch.
The cutest thing.
Ray Taylor. And the little kid who plays Georgie, who is...
Don't remind me.
Bill's little brother.
The whole inciting incident. And I'm like, how dare.
He gets kidnapped by Pennywise at the beginning. And by kidnapped, I mean killed.
Here's the thing. I did not watch that in the theater, and I still didn't watch it this time either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, she didn't want to watch it. Wait, no. It's Jackson Robert Scott. Who plays Georgie, who was so cute, and they were all so cute, and we love all of them. They're
also
all adorable. Oh, wait,
Beth.
We're missing one.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Wait, we're missing one. We're missing Beverly, and we're missing Mike. Okay, we have Mike also.
Wow, do you see how one racist and sexist?
Yeah, they put
literally.
Google do better.
That's
where are they? Mike, which is Chosen Jacobs, which is a cool name.
That is a really cool name.
And then Sophia Lillis, or Lillis? Lillis? Is Beverly Marsh. Oh, my God. Those are the main, like, losers.
Yeah.
And
they are. Like, that is them. That's the whole thing.
And then
not the...
Oh, well, because we also have the bullies and stuff.
Right. But they're not the losers. They're the bullies.
They're the bullies.
Except that, again, in real life, they're great, I'm sure. I mean, I do know they're great. me. I'm like, I know them personally.
And we're like,
but the what's it called? What's their name though? Hold on.
Who?
What's the bully's name? There it is. Nicholas Hamilton plays Henry Bowers, and I'm seeing that interview with him about the whole visa not visa, but kind of the thing he had to get because he's Australian, I believe. Anyway, he seems so nice. And then Owen Teague plays I don't know what his character's name is. Patrick, remember?
Yeah.
The teenage Kylo Ren, as my mom and the internet would say.
Owen Teague, yeah, there he is.
Owen Teague. And he was in that Bloodline show with Kyle. What's his last name?
Kyle.
Hold on. Wait, me. I'm like, I must investigate this. Where's Owen Teague? Click him and then it'll show Bloodline. It should. Hello, Owen. You've been... You've been in other things to shreds, you say.
Where is it?
What?
Was he in Bloodline?
Yeah, he literally...
Oh, because you were saying... Oh, you mean Ben... Are you talking about the
guy?
Yeah,
but I'm not talking... I want to talk about Kyle.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy who plays the...
This is because it's movies. Hold on. Oh. Is there not a TV show one? Oh, literally. I'm sorry. We're finding this, unfortunately. There
it is. Oh, I think I did see it on
the... Okay, yeah. Kyle Chandler. Oh, my gosh. I knew it was like a first last name. Kyle Chandler and then Ben Mendelsohn. I told Stevie once, and I don't know if you'll remember this, that I said, though, is it true or not?
I
think I do, because
I remember you talking about your love for him.
I love him so much. I was like, if there was a room of everyone I've loved.
You did, I remember.
Of every guy I love, I would run into his arms, and Stevie was like, what? Like, was I being a bit dramatic?
For yes. me, based off of all the people you love. No, yeah,
this was also like 5 years ago, so like, let's reassess, redefine. Uh-huh. Even though 5 years ago, I had like an endless list as
but
well.
But you also did just reiterate it. Have things changed?
Oh, well, no. I reiterated it mostly in the sense that I'm repeating what I once said. Okay. I cannot deny or confirm said statement. So let's just let it live. Let's just let it stay there.
You're like,
but
it's
if you
true,
watch, it's true in some spheres. But, yeah. In some circles. Mm-hmm. Some circles.
Depends on who's in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Can't be all in the room.
Can't all
you aren't all going to be Donatello. But the thing is that if you watch Rogue One and you see that cape billowing behind him, what are you going to do?
Man, that is such a good movie, and I haven't seen
really
it in so long.
It is. Turn it on after this.
Right.
We order sushi. We get it. Anyway.
Oh, I want to do that now.
Anywho's, yeah, they're great. I don't know. This is the thing, too. Like, obviously, when this movie came out, it was, like, the start of just, like, this whole 80s boom. And this is, like, 89. It's not even literally.
Well, no, because.
82,
not just
know?
This one, because they did Ghostbusters, too, and that came out before this.
The, like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I guess
but
I
it was
meant,
during
like,
the time.
Kids
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff. Like,
oh,
there's this
true.
Huge focus
that's
on
true.
This,
oh,
like.
Yeah. Stranger Things and, like.
Yeah, Stranger Things. And like, then there was others, too, but obviously those are. And then clearly they share some actors. Clearly, there's other things that branched off that there's different, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. it's very interesting that there was this, like, resurgence of, like, really liking these, this little, like, I don't know, everyone likes seeing this kind of,
like
band of misfits.
It's that ensemble kids. Yes. Yeah, because it was a thing a lot
in
like,
the 80s. Like,
so,
actually
yeah,
in
it's
the
like,
80s.
Let's just bring it back and also reboot
but
things
yeah.
that we've already kind of.
And
about.
Also
do you
make
think
it
gonna...
set in the 80s as if, like, I guess it's like yeah. that whole on bicycles, no parents supervision yeah. thing we're talking about.
I know, because I wonder what it would be like now. And I think that's right? kind of like how they redid Chucky and they
oh,
did
yeah.
it through like that
yeah.
security system mm-hmm. type of thing, which I never saw that one.
Me neither.
But we maybe I forgot should. It was there was one that I did see that was good that wasn't like that. And then, I don't know. It's like that thing that you have to have other circumstances in order for it to work. Like, all the power's out or you're all isolated somewhere where you can't get to, like, you know what I mean? Like, otherwise,
yeah.
if you don't set it in the 80s when it makes sense because it's like they're
that
not
makes
supervised.
Sense. It's like you literally have to have a natural know. Disaster going on or else yeah. it's like, okay, but that's not going to work. Or you would have mm-hmm. been able to stop him. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
But also, yeah, it was that.
But they all, you can tell they really all, like, gel well together. Mm-hmm. And they're all so talented.
They're so great.
That it honestly, it wouldn't work as a reboot as well as it did. Like, I genuinely think it got the hype it got. Not because it was, like, bringing back this IP. That, yeah, Tim Curry's was definitely, like, the one that's well known. People love that, thought it was spooky. But, like, clearly there'd be more haters than there are being, like, ew, why this trash? Like, why did you make the
yeah,
you know how people are.
Because a lot of the time people, yeah.
No
like
matter
you're
what,
saying,
they're like, it's
going to
ruin
like,
the original. Mm. It's literally not, actually. The original is still going to exist. Mm. But clearly, everyone did such a good job that it's now, like, compared as a rival. Like, it's considered mm-hmm. the it's for some people. It's it. But, I don't know. But, yeah, it's just, it's so good.
Guys, I'm going to give you a little synopsis. Seven young outcasts in Derry, Maine are about to face their worst nightmare, an ancient shape-shifting evil that emerges from the sewer every 27 years to prey on the town's children. Banding together over the course of one terrifying summer, the friends overcome their own personal fears to battle the murderous, bloodthirsty clown known as Pennywise.
Boom.
And also, we didn't even talk about...
Sorry, so that boom. As if it was, you know,
We didn't even talk about how this is Stephen King. Like, right? Once.
I feel like everyone knows that.
Yeah, but just right? to mention, it's Stephen King.
It's so random.
I was reading the book on Audible, and it's like 40 hours. And I'm not done with it. I literally started it years ago and I never finished it.
Do you like it though? Like, do you like how it's
very
written?
Dark. It's, I liked how it was written. I'll go back to it and then check back in with you. But I liked it at the time. It's very dark.
Because I like his short stories a lot.
I'm already at the part with the adults somehow. Really? It must
I think
be going
it's more
back
integrated.
And forth.
I think
yeah,
it's
it must
more
be going
of a,
back
yeah.
and forth. Because
I think that's
like,
even how the miniseries worked, right?
No, I thought it was.
No?
I think it's like that thing
Wait,
where they'll,
no.
they'll pop back and forth, but like it's like the first part is the kids and the second part is the adults, but then there might be like scenes of them as kids again throughout.
Which is kind of how this set of movies works.
I think so. It's,
well, except they don't see the adults in the first one at all.
Yeah, right.
But still. But yeah, I like his like short story stuff. I've never like read one of his like long books or anything.
I know, like a novel.
Of his long form copy.
Long form.
I can't. But
Because I have some, like The Shining, but I haven't like
never
I've
read
never
that.
Finished one
or,
of his.
Or what's another one of his? He's got a lot, obviously.
Misery.
But I
Right?
But I've never read that either.
A lot of the ones that have been turned into
everything he has is
films
like
that
anyway.
Are very
but what I will recommend
critically acclaimed
is The Jaunt. I think it's by him, it's not his son. Sometimes I get confused. I'll read a short story and I'm like, is this his son?
I think
it
we were talking about that because we did something that was related to his son, remember?
Oh yeah,
what was it?
But now I'm getting confused. But the one I'm talking about, I remember I was like, oh, I'll send you the like PDF or something for it. There's something for it. It's because it's a very short story, but I think it's him. Anyway, it's good, and if you like sci-fi you should read it. Stevie will read it.
Okay,
it's great.
I will.
We'll talk about it. We'll do a little mini series on it. It's great. But yeah, anyway.
What were we talking about that had to do with his son? Remember we were like, oh, blah, 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 King. And we're like, wait, that's his son.
He helped write something.
There was a film that we covered like 3 episodes ago.
What was it?
I don't remember.
We're going to have it playing on the screen right here.
It's going to be like, it was this.
It was this. They're
we,
so
But it was because
minds.
We were like, oh, this person.
I know.
And then we're like, wait,
we're
that's
like,
Stephen
you're
King.
Telling me. Didn't they relate to him, though, too?
Yeah.
Like, something was based off
we
of
thought,
Stephen King.
We thought
and
that
we're like,
they were
oh,
like
this
a
guy?
Fanboy, and
yeah.
it was like his literal son had written
what
it or
was
something.
Was it? Well.
We'll find out.
Guess
anyway.
We'll never know. It's right there.
We'll never know.
Oops, I just hit this.
That's
fine.
Pet Cemetery. Now I just want to list off all the
right.
Stephen King movies that.
Like, what is The Mist his? It is, right? No.
I've still never
we
seen
gotta
that
watch
one.
That because that movie literally actually
I know
made
I've been dodging the twist
child.
Because I don't know what it is
not even just the twist I don't even
whatever
forget the
it
twist.
Is I don't
the twist is
wanna know.
Traumatizing but forget the twist
just
before that
else.
I was literally already on the floor the twist happens and I'm like I literally was like I gotta
You're
leave
like, that's
my
nice.
Mom's like sit down I'm like
sit
no
down,
sit down I'm like
down.
Settle down I'm like it was just so troubling. I don't know. We'll watch it. We'll cover it.
We're like, it's traumatizing.
It's
we'll
so traumatizing.
It.
It's fine. Trauma with a little T. It's fine. But
and we're like,
but anyway, this, okay. Obviously, this movie starts off great. And by great, I mean, again, traumatizing in the fact that I will not watch it. But it is a good, like, it's, there's something so, ready for this, cinematic.
It's very cinematic.
It's and very well made.
It's very well made. It's very, I mean, just saying
it.
Everything you
no,
said.
No,
it's
no, no.
cinematic.
No, give it to me. Give it
it's
to me.
It's well made. And then, like, we were, sorry, she looks so cute. Look at her.
She's finally quiet.
And then, like we were saying, or I was saying to you when we were watching it, I'm just like, I feel like they take the way that they just display horror and things that scare you, not just as a child, but it almost like brings you back into that like nightmare zone.
Yeah, everything
where you're
almost
just
seems
like,
safe
this
not
is
not safe.
Everything is unsettling, yeah. And I'm like, again, because I haven't finished the book, I'm like, where is it? A blend of like. The director
oh,
and
yeah.
the writer of the screenplay and also the Stephen King, like all of it together, just making it so unsettling and just like, I don't know. It just puts you in this like different
space,
universe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
what's wild though too, is that I think that the movie, what it excels at is that it's like, it takes it so seriously without without also, it also has fun with it though, mm-hmm. but it's like the level of seriousness of like the craftsmanship of like the way they created the scenes and like, I don't know, the direction of it, like you're saying, yeah. like it's just so well done that, I don't know, like it makes you want to sit down and watch it as a movie, not just like as a yeah, horror movie. That's like you're why... like, oh, this is like a good film.
Ugh, exactly. And I know? Do think that that's why it's one of my favorites, like, too, because I just want to watch it because mm-hmm. I want to experience it. But then when we were watching it, I was like,
you're like, this is very upsetting. But it's like you, it's like, I'm it upset. Gives off the energy of a movie you, because
like we that
you
want on comforting.
Yeah. Like we want it in the background on. Like I wish it could yeah. be on right now, but then something horrifying is going to happen. Yeah. It's because of also, they do a good job of, again, they bring it up over and over again in the movie about how it's summer. And you're constantly reminded that this like is summer. Like all of them are just like, please, like, if you say it's summer one more time. Fun. They literally, one of them says that where it's like, if you say it's summer and we're kids and we have to be having fun one more time. But it's like, they literally are always bringing that up. So you're constantly reminded in all the imagery is that like it's summer, they're carefree, which I'm honestly glad that they weren't at school because the school scenes made me rationally angry about how everyone's just
because
mean.
Like what we talk about too.
I would hate to go to school if that were the
bullying
case.
And stuff in me? The 80s. And every time we talk about it, and we're like, "Was it actually like that? Is it as
it's
bad
gotta be,
as
because we're saying our parents yeah. have these like stories of
yeah,
just
my
like,
mom, yeah, your mom, my mom, our
my dad
family,
was literally like,
dad.
Oh, anyway, they threw rocks, and I'm like,
that's
what
my mom. They threw a rock at her head,
yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, it's not
like bloody and bruised. Like, what are you doing? What
and
is happening?
That's almost like when people are like, oh, kids today are soft. It's like, or like helicopter parents. And it's like, yeah, well, they were going through shit of like and literally also, almost being, would you, there's a movie that we saw too, where the kids get beat up in 80s movies to the point
like
where
they're dying.
Oh, The Black Phone.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the Stephen. Yes. That's the one with that's the one with Stephen King's. I think that's the one that we're talking
it
about.
It is. You're
it's
right.
The Black
you're
Phone.
Right.
Anyway.
We're like, why does this feel,
why?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It is
they
Black
bring
Phone.
Out,
absolutely.
They kick the kids to the point of like
they're literally losing consciousness. They're literally bleeding
knives.
Like, they're dying, and they're yeah. not even like 17 high schoolers, like 17 year old high yeah. schoolers. These are like 13 year olds.
The violence,
like
in
it's
the
just
80s,
at least
apparently.
Like if they're like closer to adulthood, you're kind of like there's some people that like fall down that path, obviously, that are like, anyway, I might just, you know, kill it, like whatever. And it's like,
no, they're kicking their
no.
faces
this
in, like,
is like 12 year olds who are just like, let me just literally saw you in half. What?
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't know. That just the mentality was so different. I don't know. But it just makes me
and
so
the
upset.
Bullies in this.
Yeah, the fact though that it follows them after. Like, I mean, they're it's just they're there. And I'm like, just no one, they're constantly showing how this town, Derry is such a terrifying town. There's so much tragedy there. But then also, anytime someone's getting beat up, something's happening, like I know that they showed that Pennywise was kind of in that car that drove by. But, like, the car driving by and seeing that Ben from Soch is about to get, like, carved
into. He's literally
into,
getting.
He's getting branded.
Brand. Like, yeah. Letters it's carved into him with a
Henry
knife.
Henry Bowers or whatever is literally doing that. And, like, they watch the car drive by because he's kind of like, am I going to get in trouble here? Mm-hmm. It's just the car watching. And they're like, anyway. And I'm like, is it
they're
the sheriff?
They're like, not my problem.
Is it the. No, it's not. I don't know. No, his dad's a sheriff. Duh.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, clearly it just makes you get this icky, sickly feeling because you're just like, well, okay, no one cares in this town. Mm-hmm. And it's like how you and I talk about the 70s and 60s where we're just like, things are happening and no one cares. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know that's not necessarily how it was, but it just feels like everyone's a villain. Like, everyone's a secret villain in the 60s or 70s.
It's
don't like, ask us to explain. You already get it.
It's almost like, that, like, individualistic, like, thing of, like, I take care of my people and that's it. Like,
it just
you're a stranger
scary.
And,
it's
okay.
Just, yeah, yeah, it's just, it's like this,
there's
like,
no
thing
community.
Of, like, you keep to yourself. And then if someone's rotting on the ground, you just walk by.
Yeah.
Which I know people can argue can happen in different ways today. And, like, I get it. But it's just, like, I don't know. And they just feel like this town, they make it so that this atmosphere of this town outside of the Losers Club feels like that. Even with the parents. Even with the good, quote-unquote, parents.
Yeah,
even,
they can literally be running down the street.
Screaming.
But they feel, it's almost like they're alone
yeah.
around people. You know? Like, they're, the whole place is like there's a parade
that
going
is so
on.
Sad. Yes.
And stuff. But, like, they're just struggling
and
doing whatever.
And that's, I think, intended, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just feels. And, like, again, I'm not, like, I guess Bill's parents are obviously kind of different because obviously they've been through something. But even then, it's so sad how inaccessible they are to, like, Bill. And, like, clearly he's going through something too. And I know it's upsetting for them, for him to have to try, and he's trying to investigate,
yeah,
like, where did Georgie's body go? Because obviously we're not going over, like, beat for beat what's happening, but everyone, the thing we keep referencing is the very beginning, obviously, where Pennywise, like, just kills Georgie, and it's, like, near the
drags
yeah,
him into the sewer.
Into the sewer, and, like,
rips off his little arm.
No, I don't acknowledge that. I
it's
genuinely
sad. Well,
don't.
He bites it off.
Shh, no. And shh, no, it doesn't happen. It does. But then that's the thing, too. The only time anyone ever shows concern is that woman calling.
Yeah.
She sees something, and I get it. Like, I don't know what I would do either. Like, if I saw a little kid out there and it's pouring rain, we had our qualms about this too, because we're like, couldn't you just wait till it wasn't quite raining? But he goes, you know, and he's like looking, but he's looking in the sewer. That's the thing. If I just saw a little boy and it's like, well, he's playing and it is a different time period, maybe at that time again they're just thinking like, he's fine. But if he's looking in the sewer, I feel like I would have just stayed there monitoring, like, from my window. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Like, is there something
but down she
there?
Was watching him. I and guess, then he got away. Grabbed, like, right when she was looking. Because she saw...
She didn't get grabbed, though.
She was putting stuff, because it was really windy, and her cat was watching. And then when she looked away and she looked back, he was already gone.
And the blood and was in the, like, street.
But she, I think she ends up calling the
I assume police, so, because yeah. Why else would they have known that yeah. he went down a sewer? Because that's yeah. what Bill's investigating. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, using his hamster's, like... tubes to like look to see, and it's so upsetting. But it's that thing of like, yeah, like, because if not, he would have just disappeared and they would have been like, he was kidnapped, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Which would have probably left even less closure, because they'd been like, which they, not that they, he got it from Pennywise, obviously, like built yeah. it, but I mean his parents would have been like probably thinking, okay, he got kidnapped. But I don't know, it's this thing though too that clearly, like, the whole idea of this, like, of Pennywise, man, mm-hmm. which we're always like, oh, we wish we kind of... I mean, obviously, we're notorious for always being like, I want more, I want stuff. But obviously, you know, we obviously have questions about, like, where did but he come from? They go to it a little bit more in the second one, yeah. So for this one, though, from our point of view of just this first one, mm-hmm. it's kind of that idea of, like, who are you and, like, why... He needs to feed on fear and, like, these children, clearly, mm-hmm. I guess.
Because his true form is not the clown. The clown... Right. Is just used. What he puts on because he knows he can attract children, which is like the children are just, it's easier to scare them and they probably have more fear, like a pure mm-hmm, fear, right? Mm-hmm. Which is also when we were like Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, where it's that like too. That, like, or I was thinking you're talking about Monsters Inc. with about the
oh,
energy.
That. Oh,
like
yeah, using, that too.
You know,
where but the scream. Also I think of Jujutsu Kaisen mm-hmm. where it's just like, where is the curse energy most around, like schools and like whatever.
Places of dread
yeah.
are going to manifest those, yeah. that energy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Which I guess that makes sense. Yeah. And it makes sense. But it's just weird because, not weird, but it's like he needs the fear, I guess. So the whole concept of them defeating him in this one is not the one where they're like, I'm trying to remember now because I'm like, it's so funny that clearly we just watched this one. But in my head, the second one is also still so fresh. And so but I kept telling Stevie, wait, I thought. And you're
that's
like,
that's why no. It's like, it's not like a one and two where it's like, oh, let's just continue the story. It's like, this is just a story that's already, it's supposed to continue. Yeah. So it's not like other things where it's like, let's fill in what we, you know, when it's like, there's a first one and they're like, and now there's a second one that we yeah. didn't really plan on. It's like, this one's like,
very
they
much,
give you what they
yeah.
give you knowing that you're going to get more later and like go into more detail.
Because in this one, they're just beating him up until he's crawled away and been like, mm-hmm. fine, I'll leave kind of.
Because and it's because this... also they find out when, once they've come in contact with him a bunch of times, they're just like, wait a minute, now they're piecing together, like, remember that this is an illusion.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
so he's for trying this one, to get it's more us so to be afraid.
They're like, you're not real, like they say something, like, even when real. Georgie, when he has to shoot, like, it's oh, so sad because yeah. Georgie at the end appears, manifests, like Pennywise is manifesting as Georgie, which happens like twice. It's also in like another, like he keeps
he has
seeing
all
obviously.
The so he's kidnapped lots of children over like many many mm-hmm. years, and so he bring again it's like that thing of like he brings them down to the sewer, which
or is it is over many years or is it most recently, like in this past when he's awakened, you know, how he comes back every 27 years,
yeah, but it's only for like a year, so I don't well I don't know
because they are having an epidemic of kids just like
yeah
literally
there
be,
are
like,
but they were like yeah over
unless they were there from the
that just, maybe that's wild. I mean probably the yeah 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 you're right maybe.
And it makes and they're all floating down there, hence the you'll
float too.
Yeah.
You'll float too, which I had these earrings I was gonna wear, but I'm like, you wouldn't even be able to see them, but they're like the balloons. It's like we all float down here, you'll float too, which I never wear
because
even
I'm
I love
distraught.
This movie,
I am like, forlorn.
Forlorn.
Forlorn. But yeah, they're it like manifests as Georgie, and like you think that Bill
like
this last
like
time
as, like,
is getting
puppet.
But you think Bill is getting, like, manipulated by this. And then you're also, for 2 seconds there, we were like, wait, it's not actually him, right? Like, it's not his spirit at all. Like, they're, honestly, I always am in favor. Like, you know how it's always like, they've got their souls. They're all trapped. And, like, that might be true for this, okay? But, like, in my head, I'm always on the side of, like,
at least
the
their
villain.
Soul could have left.
No, I'm always like, thinking that the villain is, like, lying about that concept. Mm. I'm not saying he is in this. I'm just saying that in my head, I always, like, I think I've always quoted that part in Once Upon a Time where they're like, well, he's the villain. Of course he told you that to make you feel sad.
Yeah,
it's like,
true.
What? But I always think that because I'm just kind of like, how does he, what, how can he keep, like, he's not eating their souls, because clearly they're able to, if they are there, they're able to be released.
Yeah, he's just eating them.
He's just eating them and their fear. So I'm and kind of like, yeah, are there souls down there? I don't know. But point is that's why I was like, that's not Georgie. Like, that can't, you know, mm-hmm. because it's got, and it wasn't, because it's literally him. And that's when Bill, like, point blank shoots him and is like, sorry, Georgie, but you're not, that's not you. Like, yeah. I know. And I'm like, that's so powerful, obviously. And it's mm-hmm. what gets Pennywise to be like, mm-hmm. like, because isn't it at one point he's doing something? He's like getting Bev well, or something.
Well, there's a part too, like, when they're in the house, like, there's a house that's like above the well.
Yes.
That goes down to
that's
the sewers.
That's when it was, and when he's like, mm-hmm.
That's when, like, Richie and Bill are upstairs.
And they're going through like, those doors.
Yeah, it's the three doors are so funny when they're just, like, scary.
The Not Monster House scary. House is what really we're talking scary. About, essentially. It's literally the same thing. The same design.
Cover monster.
Same set design.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But, like, we were talking about when Bill's like, wait, remember, like, he's just trying to scare you. This is an illusion.
Yes.
That, when they shift their mindset and they can get rid of all of the traps that they're in, and they can, because they're stuck in a room that two of them are stuck in a room that they can't get out mm-hmm. of, and it's just because it's like a mind trick. And when they figure that out, like, Pennywise can feel it.
Yeah, he literally, like, is like, what? Like, I thought they like, were wait, in my yeah. little web, essentially.
I can sense a disturbance and in the force. Like, he's literally like,
wait, but we have to reference what I know that's a Star Wars reference, but it was like Stevie started. I did too, but Stevie's on her One Piece, like, into her One Piece journey. Yeah. We were joking how people are like, oh! And then it was like our friend Lolly, shout out Lolly, would be like in bed.
Yeah, because it was little,
I feel a disturbance in the force. Like, Stevie started One Piece.
It was like
Sarah started episode one. It's only on episode one. I'm sorry.
Well, listen,
but Stevie's on what episode?
I'm on like episode 8, but I was like halfway through episode one for like a good 3 months. And now I'm like, I'm going to go back in.
It's my turn to be halfway through episode one.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
And then.
Now I'll make it 3 weeks. I'll cut you a deal. I'll make it 3 weeks. Literally just was like, oh, Lolly's going to win.
Because it was like 3 a.m. too.
Lolly to listen
like,
to this part specifically.
We'll make a clip.
They've started it.
For her.
They've started it. It started. The journey has begun.
And it's, listen, everyone who watches One Piece is so kind, apparently. Listen, I'm making an assumption based off of, I made a TikTok and everyone who's commented is like, welcome.
Welcome aboard. It's because they're like, please join.
I know. I was like, either they're all very nice or this is a cult. Or like, both.
This is nice. I think this is a cult. Like, I mean, listen,
this is nice.
Literally, of the, like, of what I've seen, it's like, literally, wait, no one cares.
So many people, TikToks no, because I keep getting I'm One Piece you. All over my head.
No one cares. Everyone cares. First off, mindset. But we were in the car watching literally episode one. This movie's like, I can't get past this part, which like it was 2 seconds in.
Yeah,
but we were like watching, and we were like
halfway through. 12
and
minutes.
No, I know, but I meant like this part. Like it's yeah. And we were like, and the anime. And we were like, hold on a second. That actually kind of good. Like, literally, I wish we could have gotten it on film. How much? Another, I sense a disturbance. Like, we literally are like, this isn't. No, that looks kind of good, actually. And the rest of the thing, we're like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Because I had seen the first half of the episode while, like, half asleep in December or January. Literally, I think on New Year's Eve with my cousin. And
a One Piece New Year.
I was, like, falling asleep, so I never went back to it. But. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I like the animation because it's like more old school. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
We were like, that was just so funny. Actually, we literally were like, and then,
hold on
a minute. But yeah, anyway, sorry. I just reminded me because we were talking about that with
so the disturbance.
Yeah,
because Pennywise. Am I not real enough for you, Georgie?
Literally.
I mean, Georgie, Bill. I was real enough for Georgie. That's what I wanted to quote. What I wanted to say was that's when he, like, they walk in and Pennywise is like...
But he very much was tormenting Eddie. So it's, like, him
Eddie?
Feeling that. And it's, like...
Eddie's my favorite.
Best character, honestly. Because, what's his name? Jack Dylan Grazer?
Mm. I think it's Glazer.
I think that's the order of his names. Obviously, he's a lot older now. But, like, he was so precious... Jack Dylan.
Grazer.
Like, obviously, he's old. Like, I don't know. And I remember watching him as the younger version of Timothée Chalamet. Beautiful boy. Beautiful. But, I he's just so good at that. I know it's, like, everyone loves the dynamic between him and, like, Finn Wolfhard's
Richie.
But it's funny because I do think that Eddie shines on his own, though, too. Like, he's just a great character. I love that concept that, like, they're – it's – we brought it up once where it's, like, he's specifically – tortured more almost than the others.
Yeah, because he's of his like fear. He's afraid of just germs and that's in all a different this film way. Is. And then
that's
us,
all this is. It's like disgusting. In the sewer. They're just in the sewer.
There's so many things about it that you're just like, ugh. And then it's like, remember they were gonna go into the sewer, and he's like, "Have you got? I'm not going in there. Have you guys heard of a staph infection?" And Sarah's like, "That's us."
And like literally, we would be like, "I'm not going walking in there or returning home until I can be like hosed down." Yeah, like no, that's no.
But I also want to say that all of the kids have such a different personality. Yeah, they're all different, and like they bring a different thing. And I'm just like, oh.
It's like we got Richie, like the like potty mouth, like overcompensating, mm-hmm. trying to be so cool with all the stuff that he like knows, he's which is so just like
saying all these none of it even
like makes sense like, either. Yeah. Like it's like they're even they know that like they don't they're know like, everything, yeah, yeah. And they're just like, that's what are you saying?
Yeah,
and like obviously, and then you know Eddie's like and his old didn't, I can't. I was quoting the they're gazebo's mom.
They're gazebo's mom. It's
so funny. He's but so, you know, and then I Stanley,
still to this day, that's one of those lines that just sticks with me. No, that's all
I'm
the
just
time.
Like it's they're gazebos. I think about that every time. I'm like, it's a placebo yeah. effect.
A gazebo.
It's
effect.
A gazebo effect.
What now, a great word.
When I was at Katsukan, I was like the gazebo because the placebo. Should've... I should it's literally gazebo's for the mom. Audience of two, you and I. Like, oh, look,
people get it.
I'll do it. That was one of those things. One of the videos I have in the background. I'll just be like, listen.
You should.
They're gazebos, mom. I wonder if that audio is.
I was gonna
on.
Say,
it's
put a thing
be.
And then
yeah,
put
like
that
a
audio.
Span, like a.
Yeah.
We're on to something.
Thoughts.
Harness it, but Stanley, we were just like.
Stanley's so.
He's honestly maybe the most mature of all of them.
Yeah, he's so like he's also very quiet. He's so maybe that's why he's
maybe,
that
but
way.
I feel like he's the most thoughtful and like thinking things through.
Him and Bill,
I guess so. But Bill lets a little bit of his emotions guide him too much in the sense that he's true. He is definitely. I was thinking
that's
that too.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking that though, where I'm like, well, Bill's also the more like leader
like he
one.
Seems
clearly,
older, but they're all the same age.
I feel like it's also because that actor's a bit taller in that moment.
Maybe he's just
a little
gone
bit,
through his growth.
He's
spurt.
Very yeah. He's got a little like. Limber looking self where it's like but I feel like he is such a leader, but he kind of lets himself get emotionally led sometimes too, and like everyone follows and he's like, oh anyway, we're in hell, and they're like, what? But Stanley's very much like, even though Eddie's the one that's like, it's gross in there, don't go into that little sewer
Stanley's
thing,
standing
Stanley's
there
also
like,
doing that, like he's also not in there, but he's not making a big like show of it, he's just kind of like, that's kind of dangerous, like, you know,
he's
like
I'm just gonna stay here.
Like, why are you doing that?
But poor thing, I feel like he wasn't able to just
process his stuff at all.
He wasn't able to, like, yeah, he was almost, I think that if I want to go into a little bit of a dive of Stanley, even though I haven't, again, I feel like I need to read the book too to get more, mm-hmm. but I feel like he's so like one of those people that feels like he's not able to just speak his mind freely. Yeah. And so because he deals with a lot of that, that's why, like, well, what happens to him in the second one, which I guess
we can just talk about it,
but
yeah, it's sad because it's like he, I don't know, that whole dynamic.
He never shares.
Yeah,
anything.
He never.
Like, he never really even talked until he blows up at the end. He's like, guys, like, I literally, I'm not doing this. Like, yeah. I just. And he also, like.
He's
when
like,
he
y'all.
Gets, he almost dies.
He's like, y'all are crazy. Like, y'all are, like,
yeah.
My favorite, though, is
they,
the.
Pennywise bites his face. He almost dies. He's like, the almost the next one that gets to him and Bev.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and Eddie. You know what?
They all.
A lot of them.
But the way he's like, there's a woman I see in Richie's thing. Was she hot?
No,
Richie. No, she wasn't hot. Like, it's the funniest delivery.
But that's when Richie's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. But Finn does a great job.
I know.
With his little Coke bottle glasses.
No. And then also Bill Hader playing him as an
adult.
Oh,
my gosh. Incredible. Incredible.
Ugh. All of them.
But yeah, they're all.
Listen,
so
when we get to the second chapter, the, like, adult versions of
Ben,
all of them.
Yeah. Perfect. Ben from Soch, precious boy. His poem. I think about it often. It's so good.
And his boys, is it boys? It's not Boys to Men. It's
oh my gosh,
New Kids on the Block.
He is so precious in his little voice.
He's like, don't go, girl, or whatever.
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, hey, like the new kid on the block. Yeah. Ugh. But then, yeah, and Bet, Chosen Jacobs? Mike, that's right.
And then he comes in later.
That whole thing, too, I remember we were talking in the beginning, we were like, yeah, it's like they kind of pick people up along as they go, because I'm like, wow, this is a smaller group in the start. But I just, like, I remember we were like, so did his, I could not remember. I was like, his family, did his purse, like.
Because he's being raised by his
grandpa
or
yeah,
uncle?
It's not his mom and dad. So I'm like,
his uncle or your grandfather?
I was like, it's his family that's in there. But then it's also, we were like, wait, is it the town's thing that happened?
Because they're like a meat. They sell meat.
Oh, yeah, right? The lambs.
And so they have, like, lambs and stuff. So they have to.
We got to cover that, too.
I know.
Obviously.
But they, like, you know, he's the one who's sort
of. But it's funny because
he's
also.
I think he sees death up close mm-hmm. more than the others next That's to true. Bill, but like he has to like learn how to kill these animals, yeah. but he also saw his parents
That's
die
true.
In a fire.
And he's kind of the glue of the group, because in the second one, he's the one that's calling everyone back. Because
he stayed in Maine.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
He was like, guys, I never forgot. You guys have to come back. Yeah, we made a promise.
They all have such, like, a literal blood pact. Oh, they all have such unique, like, roles that they're all playing in this. And it's very, it's outside of a trope. It's literally just, I mean, you could assign it, obviously. It's like, here's the leader, here's this. But it's like, it's, I don't know, it's just so well done.
They're all, it's truly like an ensemble in a way that you're not just like, and this is the one.
Yeah, even like, though Bill is like maybe the narrative lens, like a kind of thing. Like,
or he's like the catalyst, part of the catalyst.
And so we're kind of viewing things from his point of view. Like, we see the other's points of view, though. Like, and that brings me back, though, to what I was talking about, like their fear and stuff, and how they're able to be like, well, this isn't real. But I feel like it's not until the second one that they're able to say, I'm no longer afraid of you. Like, in this one, it's not that
they
they're not.
They do say it at the end. Do they That's say why that here? He retreats, because he's like, we're not afraid of you. Well, it's kind of like,
it's interesting.
Reminds me of Home Alone.
I'm not afraid I guess they of do. You. Okay, I couldn't remember. I like, literally just watched it. I'm like, did they say it at the end of this
Yeah,
one?
Because remember, they're it's like, Richie being like yelling at him, and Bill is like,
then what does it happen go at the end away, of the second
and
one?
He just like slinks down.
Is it just a repetition?
I think it's
it?
Because they went through so much, and I think we were talking about it because I can't remember if it's one of those things that they thought. Because I was telling you of like, I think it's in this series where it's that thing of like, no, that was just a game we used to play. Like, he's not real. And then they're like, wait, that was real. So when
Mike
realize,
is like, hello.
Yeah, when they realize that it's like, I think this is what it is. But it's like that thing of like, when they're like, wait a minute, that was horrifying. And I stuffed it down for 27 years. Yeah. So it's probably like, we have to go through that
so
again.
So it's like, that's why I think sometimes, and I know we're not talking about the second one here, but like, kind of. Like, I do think I still prefer, I love the adult.
Oh, the second one?
No, the first one.
Oh.
I love the adult actor so much, but I do feel like the first one is a more, like.
The first one is like, and I think that, I was going to say too, when it comes to the original one with Tim Curry, I think that the first part, there's three. It's like a mini series, so there's three. So I don't know how it cuts up, but the part with the children is like the part that everybody's like, that's the iconic one. And I think that when the adult part of it is the part that people don't like as much when it comes to the original.
I don't even recall. Yeah, I can barely
Yeah,
even
I remember
see them
when they
head.
Came back and I was like, okay. Like, I remember watching it to be like, okay, but like all the, maybe more of the iconic scenes are from the
from
first one.
Again,
this
people
one.
Love
but I
kids
I really
banding
do
together.
Like the second one a lot, and I think that
of the movie. No, both are great. It's just that
I
it's
thought
like,
that I liked the first one better, but when we watched it, I was like, I'm excited to see them come
I know,
back and
I,
deal with things in different ways. You know
I did
what I mean?
Keep saying that I was remembering a scene that was not in. I don't remember if it's in the second. We're gonna have to watch the second one.
Well, there's a scene in the second one where they go back to Georgie's room and it's like exactly the same as it was, and I can't remember if Bill
okay,
is an adult
okay.
or if it's a flashback.
That's the hard thing too, because we do see them as kids and just not nearly as much
not
in
as
the second
much.
One, which
they
is
go
kind
into,
of
like,
does
the
it make
woods
it makes me feel
stuff.
Like nostalgic for them though, because I'm just like, wait, come back. You kind of just wish you could have like a TV show of just that cast, because they're just so great. Again, it's like basically Stranger Things. Me, I'm like, I don't watch Stranger Things anyway. I need which again, out of character for me still to have not seen it, but.
You're
except for
like
season
it.
One.
I think you're gonna like
except
it.
For season two, except for TikToks and Tumblr. And
you saw season one and two.
I've seen half of season one and I've seen half of season two. Out of I'm a chaotic person.
Wait, I didn't. I knew
I've
that you had seen bits,
seen
but I didn't realize
one.
You had seen half of season
and
one.
I
how did that happen?
And because my dad was like, "You should watch this new show." And
no,
I like
how
this.
Did you randomly pop back into season two?
Because people were going crazy over it, and I knew about Steve, and I was like, "Oh, I'll
watch
oh,
so you just
bit.
Started it?"
I think I just like saw either parts online. Like I didn't sit down. And so I knew everything. I kind of like know everything that happens in every part of this show.
This is not a Stranger Things just, episode, but man, my heart, I love Steve.
I understand that season, I don't
Eddie.
Know.
Anyway.
I just never felt, which is, again, I say out of character because it's like right up my alley of stuff
that happens
I like.
To me too when there's something that someone's almost shoving down your throat and you're like, I don't know if I want to watch that. But even though it seems.
We're also not ones to not watch mainstream stuff though or things that everyone's like, watch it.
No, but that happens to me sometimes when it's like everybody's watching it at once,
It's
not
overwhelming
because,
almost.
Yeah, I'm like overwhelmed.
We're not
like
people
okay,
who are like, oh, that's too. That's no, too it's just because it's like, oh, I feel overwhelmed to consume that because it's just. And I guess
and then
I
come back later and I'm like, guys. And they're like,
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute. What? They're like, yeah. Although with Stranger Things, at least, it feels like at all times, people are just like catching up.
No, I started that right when it came out. And I remember Dylan and I, we like binged the whole thing and we were like, it's over now.
I do feel like it was funny because I remember watching season one and then, or not all of it, but clearly some of it. And like just knowing the iconic bits and then just those iconic parts surrounding the entire year. Mm-hmm. It was like I went to the Braves game.
It's almost with my thing where you're just like, it's everywhere.
No, it was everywhere. I went
But then you watch and you're like, I get it. You know, it's that thing where you're like, is this too cliche? And then you watch and you're like, oh, it is really good. So I can see why.
Maybe.
But anyway, the Braves.
I never like, I don't know. I just was not hooked by, never mind. That was a different time. I'll have to rewatch. But yeah, the Braves game. I went to it and I was like, Braves. And then literally there was like an Eggo waffle deal that you could get. And it was like, go get your Eggo waffle at one of the things at the Braves game stadium. And I was like, what? And it was like, and it was like 11's waffles. And it's just so funny because no matter, I know, we're starving. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. But yeah, one day. But again, clearly this camaraderie, clearly this like childhood, like this cusp of leaving childhood and just that fleeting feeling. Like there's something, we talk about it often, but there's just that, it's just so weird to reflect on that as an adult too. Like seeing different times of your life that you're leaving and just how traumatizing almost that is.
Yeah.
In a sense on its own.
Because it's terrifying. And it's like that thing too of like this, I was always afraid to like grow up or like leave a certain part of my life in my childhood, and like you and I being like, well, we can just do what we want now as an adult.
Literally.
Like we can just enjoy the things we enjoyed then without, there are different fears when you're
a kid. The lack of agency you have and the lack of like ability to do what you want to do.
Because so many people want to be kids again. And I'm like, I understand part of that.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't want to have like bills, or I want to be younger because I don't want to have to think about aging or whatever. But like,
but there's so
so many other things that I think people forget about, the things that like affected you or like you were just so consumed by as a kid.
And then there was just so much that now, especially knowing freedom you can have, going back, thinking about the lack of freedom you had. And like some of it's for good reason, but other it's like, if you could go back with this mindset knowing like, no.
It's also like, that's also if you have people who are protecting you.
True.
Too. Like if you don't have that,
gosh,
then you don't have that
agency. We say that now, having had like good people in our childhood. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. And it's just but it is still, like you said, like just leaving any era of your life, like and just pairing that though with like the terrifying, like just thinking of a summer like that where you're already going through, and that's the point, of course, like they're correlating it with the idea of just these people are already going through puberty, leaving childhood, being discovering new things, and then there's also this terror on the town, and it's like it's
almost that thing that like even if they were gonna ask adults, which they didn't, one, a lot of the adults in their lives were not trustworthy,
and
two, they wouldn't have probably believe them.
It's that thing, it's like the thing of just all adults, you're just like,
because they didn't even
untrustworthy.
But then it's like when like the adults can't see him either, because Beverly, like
that's true, like
he's targeting the blood, children, so they can't see,
and so you're literally look like a, like you're like just seeing things. I don't know, it's but hard.
I wonder if that plays into too, like when it's like, oh, there's a monster in my under my bed, it's like, I don't, there's nothing there, and the parents will look, but it's like that thing of like the kid sees it. And maybe it's like that with like Pennywise, which he's like, I am here,
it's like,
but
he's, I'm here literally for you, right there, and
the,
show,
the adults are not gonna see it. That's so you better so not even ask.
Terrifying. Like, clearly the metaphor for most coming of age, like, horror, if we can call it that, horror movies, it's like, you know, going through something scary in the real world versus, like, internally, like, you're going through puberty, you're going through all these changes.
It's a lot to battle.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it obviously is, like, intended, like, it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, it just, I guess that's why people gravitate maybe towards these kind of, like band of kids going through something, because you're kind of, like, I feel like we all... This isn't what I was going to say, but now I'm getting emotional thinking about this. Like, when we're all facing something big and scary, I feel like we all kind of revert back to being that literal.
Yeah,
like, your honestly, inner child. At that age, though, too, specifically because you're aware enough of things, but you're also feeling like you're incapable of doing certain things. So it kind of is like we're always back to being, like, on the cusp of, like, teendom and adulthood. Would you say teendom? Teenage years and adulthood. Teenhood. Teendom. Fandom. Like, just like you're on that cusp, and like that's like sometimes the most terrifying part, because you're like, I know things, but also I have no clue, which is like, that's how adulthood can also feel. But I just think anytime we're facing things, we immediately are back to ourselves that time, and it's like why we relate to seeing a group of kids face something and why we're cheering them on, besides obvious reasons, like we're just like, you can do it, little ones. Like, we can do it. I don't know. That's true.
I know. It's like that thing of like just having your inner child with you at all times and sort of do like what we talk about of like doing things for them. Of like when you can't do something for yourself, like stand up or whatever, like picture yourself. It's doing it for your inner child behind you, because it makes you feel like brave, even though you're just doing it for you. I know. But you have, it's like the thing of like, if you can't take care of yourself today, pretend you're your friend. And like, so give yourself some water. Give yourself
some
vitamins.
It's like, I know it's a meme. I just recently used it for Akutagawa, where if you, when you hurt me, this is who you're hurting. But when it's kind of, when you're mean to me, this is who you're mean to. But like, it's that kind of idea of your inner child of like, listen. Yeah. And so, like, I don't know, when you're battling anything, it's just like, anyway, whether it's a clown.
It's true. And in the second one, that is what they're doing.
That is true. That is true.
Coming back. And then they just, it is them, like, in the second one, they're resurfacing the fears of that they had
so
as children.
That they realize kind of manifested in different ways. Yeah, into their lives, which, again, beautifully told. We'll cover that too. It's so great.
But that is interesting where you're just like you said, when you revert to that, because, like, when they bring up phobias or fears that they're like, wait, I'm an adult now, like why is this still scaring me, and it still does, and then they're able to tackle it in a different way. It's like
it gets me.
It's like so tragic and so good, such a great story, and then still just like makes me feel so emotional and sad, and just like almost like I want to see bits and pieces of it, and then other parts of it I'm just like, I don't want to watch that.
What if we had the supercut of just all the scenes of just them having fun, swimming around, being silly, making jokes?
And then, I mean, not to mention obviously like Beverly and her whole situation, and like she's going through puberty in a different way because she gets her period, and she's like, I take it as like she cuts off her hair and stuff, and she's just, I feel like she's just like, if I'm like gonna be an adult woman or whatever, not an adult, she's like 13, right? But she's like, I'm gonna do it in the way that I want to do it. I'm gonna cut off my hair, I'm gonna be rough and tumble with like my gang of guy friends, right? Like, I just want to be who I want to be, and like my
and she's dealing with so much to, like the boys are getting bullied and stuff, but she's getting bullied too.
Everybody in this whole
and
town
she
is
has
saying,
these rumors about her, which it's like, what?
It's very strange. And then even the adults, like Eddie's mom is like, I've heard about you. I'm like, ew,
she's literally 13. How could even any, like, are you saying that she's getting around with other 13-year-olds, or are you saying that she's
it doesn't
going
even make sense either, who? Because she's like, I've had one kiss and it was on stage.
Yeah, it was
in a play.
Literally,
like, who started these rumors? Like, I wish that they would,
like, it feels like, I'm not saying it is, but it's like, is it something associated with like her dad?
Yeah,
like, is it,
it's
something
sad too, because her father, I don't know if he's like maybe actively he said doing shit something of to like her? Well, she's just like her mother, and like spread
maybe
some lies about
but
her
like,
mom
that
or something.
Seems so
there's
random
nothing
for him
they
to do
didn't
that.
Even I don't yeah
it's like
it
maybe just rumors about something happening in that household
them,
and then it getting convoluted
it's
down
very,
the line.
Yeah, obviously it's sad because her
he's
father,
messed up. We can't tell if he's like we never see anything currently happening. I'm not saying he's not being abusive in general.
Yeah,
but like,
or he's abusive to her.
Yes, yes.
But we never see like,
or if it's just talk that he's going. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's not good. I think
it's icky.
It's implied that he does
that. He's either done something,
assault her,
or or he's like preparing her to do something later too. Like he takes,
he's trying to groom her.
Yeah, it's almost like he's taking a break from.
Yeah,
because it's like, at least, I mean, or that's this them sparing us as like viewers to not have to see things clearly, which is great. Mm-hmm. But because I just hate the idea of having to like see that just for the purpose.
It makes me so obviously angry.
But you know what I mean? Like, for the purpose of a movie, it's like, no.
Yeah, like sometimes I feel like they do that just for the shock value. And it's like, you don't have to do
we
the
don't
thing.
Need
you can
to.
Just.
Yeah.
It's for plot point. Okay. Like, you can just mention that it had happened. Like they do in other movies where they're just like, and there's graphic scene and you're just like, I didn't have to see that, though.
You know, they did that recently in The House of Dragon, which was apparently, like, a big improvement on, like, recent when Game of Thrones
Game
would just
Thrones.
Be like, let's go through a five-minute sequence. No.
No.
Please, no. But that's the, that's when you can, when exposition is handy. It's just like, let's just drop
let's
that
put in a little
conversation.
Sentence.
It's okay. But, yeah, that
but
was,
yeah,
that's
Bev,
icky.
I just, I like her, her haircut. And I also like that she's just, like, I don't know.
She's
I think
so
that's
precious.
Something... That's just interesting that she's just kind of like, oh, I got my period. Anyway, I'm going to go be like a tomboy. Like, I'm just going to.
She's like, let me go be a hooligan
be
real quick.
Be.
It's okay.
Yeah. And I'm like,
tell me a crab ran this goop.
Are you telling me?
A crab. Ugh. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a feel good movie and it's also absolutely not.
But it is. But I look at it fondly and I think of it as one of my favorites. And then I'm still like, but it's like when we're watching it, I literally was like,
It was very well. I mean, my mom's like the biggest critic ever of just anything. And she was like, that was
just anything.
No, well, no, sorry. I meant like movies. Yeah, stuff, I meant yeah. movies. Like, she'll be like, that was fine. Or like, oh, that was good. Or I had a fun time. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, no, that was like a well. Because like horror movies, that's why, again, my backstory of horror movies. Like,
again, we
she
need just, to have our own.
I know. But she like, that's why she, wait, have our own what?
On the podcast.
Oh, literally. I thought you said we have to have our own.
We
like,
have to have our
we
own.
We have our own podcast. What? No, we were, I fought your sister. We're like, it's a compliment.
Oh, yeah. When you said that earlier, I was like, what? I fought your sister.
That's a compliment. But no, yeah, she like would always just be like, let's watch another one. Like a dime a dozen, like kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to see how it is. And it's like, even if it's crappy, it's like, well, it's like, well, what would you expect? Mm-hmm. But like with this one, again, we're like, she's like, we're going to go to the theater. I'm like, why? So we go and she's like, that was actually a well done movie. Because it was. Well, and no, again, everyone agrees. Everybody agrees.
Yeah, no, what I was saying to you and I mentioned earlier too is that like they do use CGI, but it also looks like, I don't know how many practical effects they use and stuff like that, and I feel I want to do it more of a deep dive into that, but the way that they present things in the cinematography, like we said, is just so like well done. And also, I don't know, the CGI doesn't take you out of it. You know how sometimes yeah, they're just like, this is a lot of like,
I will say sometimes there would be one that I'd be like, that's a lot of CGI. Like, I remember, mm-hmm. I do remember thinking that about, like, some scenes. And then other times I was like, oh, that works really well yeah. with how it
but
is.
But even if it's CGI, it's more of that way. Because Pennywise is, like,
yeah, he's almost alien. Fake himself. Like, it doesn't yeah. feel like, oh, they really tried and they failed at making this look real. It was almost like he's literally just, like, a thing that can manipulate. And all of a sudden it's, like, oh, like a literal graphic in front of you. Like, changing. Right. You know what I mean?
And then when he, like,
he is the CGI.
When they stab him and he's just, like, his blood is kind of floating. Yeah. Even though it doesn't look like it's actual blood, it looks very, like,
he's a multimedia experience. Sorry.
He's like, I'm a 4D experience, baby.
Feel the wind on your face. But sorry, you're saying the blood.
Yeah, just like the way that blood looks. Like, mm-hmm. even if it doesn't maybe look like what actual blood looks like, it's like uncanny.
It's more like, yeah.
The, of like, ooh, like that
the
looks.
The feel of it.
Cool
and, like,
and
the
weird and like not like.
Unsettling.
It doesn't unsettling. But then also, I was going to say something too.
About
also like they don't have to go into it in this one, but like I think it's in the second one too where they talk about his origins and how as far as I remember he like crash landed on Earth and he's just kind of like surviving.
I think so, yeah.
And we were just kind of talking about that of like how he's just like, well, I gotta survive, and his adapts, true form is like clearly. Looks like a crab thing, and so it comes just, out sometimes.
Why does he have a personality, you know what I mean? Like, no offense, crabs love you, but like
crabs love you.
Like, I thought you were pretty like single noted, like, you know what I mean? Like, are you just over here? Oh, like crabs. Well, I mean, ran the goon. I mean, like, they're stop, yeah, they did. But it's like that thing of like real life crabs, like they're not gonna
he's not actually a crab. He just is an alien that looks
I'm sorry
like
crabs, you probably do have
a spider type crab
somewhere out there. Someone works with a crab and they're like, they have well, I personalities saw
who has one as a pet.
Oh, I did have two hermit crabs once.
Or just like a regular crab. There's this girl who has one.
I bet they're feisty.
No, hermit crabs,
it was docked
rip,
down there.
You can't.
That was the lobster. But the, hey, I ain't telling you where they went. All right, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, he pulls him off. He's like, you gotta go through me.
I just love the way.
And my
hey,
buddy.
Hey. There's the way they just gave audio to it's the way they go so like this. But I hate how he's got no, not a personality.
Wait, no, what I was gonna, wait. We're saying something about it.
Crabs.
Sorry.
No, I was
ran this
say
goon.
Something. I'm sorry. Wait, you play it back if you need to.
No, it was funny though. The Nemo thing was funny. I just can't remember what I was going to say. Anyway, we're go on.
No, I'm just saying that it's not even about him having a personality. Like, he can have a personality. Why is he like sadistic? Like, why is he evil like that? Like, it's so like he
I think
is
it's
smart.
Like a survival thing though, where he's just like, I landed here when I did. There were a lot of kids and they liked clowns.
And I know how to be vicious,
and,
I guess.
And on my planet, we eat fear for breakfast.
I know. I'm like, what kind
know.
Of life have
I
you led?
Don't know.
Wait, no, but now I want to know what you were saying, though. About crabs? Was it about crabs? Your friend had a crab.
Oh, what I was going to say was hermit crabs are vicious.
Me, I'm going to take credit for that, as if I have any clue what
your
you're going
to
say.
Your friend had a crab. What I was going to say was, you were saying you had hermit crabs and they have personalities, mm-hmm. but what I was going to say, based off of him being like vicious and evil, is that mm-hmm. you can't really keep hermit crabs together, because my friend had one named Bob and Bill, okay? And I think Bill, which is funny, obviously,
it is
we're talking
funny.
About Bill, Skarsgård, another Bill.
Oh, I was that's fine. Okay, yeah, two.
Bill, the crab, was a little bit bigger than Bob, and he, Kiki, if you're watching, shit was her crabs, her hermit crabs, he literally ripped him from limb to limb. From limb. Sorry. From limb. I can't even talk. Ripped him limb from limb.
Okay, this is it. Him. That's literally what Pennywise
That's
did.
What I'm saying. You're like, crabs are, but they have, I had her. I'm like, yeah. They rip each other limb from limb, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
Well, hermit crabs. I don't know about regular crabs.
Did he want his shell? Like, was there not, you're supposed to leave him. Other shelves in there for them to go be like,
yeah, but Bob was smaller, so his how, well, he probably didn't even want his shell. Or maybe it was the opposite, and Bob was bigger.
He literally was like, hey, Bill was bigger. Get out of there.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm gonna take it.
Get out of my shell.
Get out of my shell.
No. No.
That's how it went, and he's like, all right.
That is so devastating.
Like, how dare you do this in the middle of the night? That's when I do my best work. He comes in and eats him. I'm good. It's like watching him from across the tank. That creeps me out. That's why I don't like hermit crab.
They are very cute.
No.
I wish they would just play, not. Though. I just want a thing to play with all the time. I want, you know what? Yeah.
When you get a pet that's like low maintenance, but also.
I want a bird. Like, I want a house sparrow. Why can't we all have
house Be Puerto sparrows? Rican and get parakeets.
Well, my grandma used to have parakeets. It's Mexican.
Be Mexican too. And get parakeets. You are.
A mission accomplished.
I'm like, okay, step one.
Step one, be great. Mexican. Now.
Step two, get a parakeet.
We're back to where we started.
Wait a minute.
Make an infographic. I can't. But literally, I know. Why is that a thing? It's always like, why are there birds in here? Like,
Mandy's dad, like, to be fair, has, yeah, like a bunch in her room. Like, when she moved out of her house, she came back and she's like, anyway, there's like 10 parakeets in the room.
That is,
in like, not in the room, but there's like,
is that not the scene in Tarzan? But literally, my grandma always has a bunch of pets.
Birds are cute, but they stress me out sometimes. If they're the loud ones. If they're a little like,
and also, I feel like yeah.
But then they die easily, and that makes me sad. I feel like they.
How long do they live?
I don't. Not long enough.
What about the parrots though? Those live like 20.
Oh,
years.
Yeah, my step parents have Enzo. He's a parrot.
That's
and
a
he,
great parrot name.
I don't know if he's like 50 or how old he. He's probably like 20. I'm like, he's 1,000.
50.
No, but they live till like 100, I believe. And like the woman who had him before was an older woman who had him his whole life, and she was like in her 80s or something. I might be getting the details wrong. They would, if they're listening, they're going to be like, that's wrong. But the exact details. But it was like this woman who had him her whole life or his whole life. And then she wanted to give him to like someone who would just like take care of him. So my stepdad has him now. And they've had him, I don't know how long, but he's living. And he yells like a demon.
That's wild.
He's a lovely bird, but he's also always like, ah! Like literally he's,
yeah, you
screaming.
Just have to remember. Like, it's like, that's him. It's fine.
And then he's always like, ha! Like, you'll be in the
But
other...
can you take him out to play?
Yeah, sometimes they'll let him out and he'll fly around and the dogs are like...
Oh, but he, yeah. Wait, you're in the other room and they what?
Oh, saying? when every time when I used to live there, like, if no one was downstairs, like, if everyone's in the room, he's just chilling. Uh-huh. If no one's there, he's screaming. He's like, hi, hi, like, over and over.
The added, yeah, hi,
but
he
sounds like a demon. And then you go downstairs and you're like, what? And he's like...
Oh, my...
And then you leave and he's like, hi. He's probably just like... Where are you going?
Like, hang out. Come over here.
Yeah, he just.
That's
he
can so funny crackers. That they just like are like, let me just talk.
Yeah.
You're like, Polly want a cracker?
Enzo want a cracker? Anyway.
Enzo, what a great name.
What a tangent, but you know what? Relevant.
Now I'm thinking of Ezio.
Yeah. That's what I always think of when I think of Enzo.
Yeah.
Not like an Italian.
Yeah.
But I
Let's go put on a Assassin's Creed. Let's play.
The movie.
Listen, Michael Fassbender was there, though.
Why aren't they going to do an Ezio trilogy? Movies.
Yeah, they really should have.
And Ezio trilogy movies.
Even the movie wasn't a like duplicate of the first one.
It was the first. It was,
but
the first game.
But they didn't like
because it was
It was what's his name, the bartender guy. What's his name, the main character?
Bartender.
What's his name? What's his name?
I keep wanting to say Alistair, but it's
something
not.
With a D.
What? No, are you thinking of Desmond?
Yeah.
No, that's.
Well, I'm talking about the guy.
Ezio. That's Ezio. This guy, Desmond.
Yeah.
The vessel?
Yeah, yeah.
Not
the
vessel.
The person who goes into the vessel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Desmond was played by Michael Fassbender. So what I was saying, though, that it didn't cover Ezio. It, like, they like, merged.
But I thought Desmond wasn't in the first game.
Yeah.
I thought Desmond came in the second game.
No, he's a descendant of both of them.
And he just came back for the... I know that he... Yeah. But for some reason, I thought it was a different descendant.
I only know this because I watched a six-hour YouTube video. But
I thought it was a different descendant.
All time. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, that... All that because it is.
All that to say, where's the movie for the? No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I do love Michael Fassbender though, and I understand we should have had a different type of movie, but it was still cool to see him do it.
I know what you're saying. Where they bounced around. That's
yeah, I think they kind of did some. Yeah, but it is still cool to see a live action. What is it? The leap of faith, the jump they do. is cool to see.
Every time I see a tower, I think of Assassin's Creed.
It's like, are they up there?
And I hear the, so good. Anyway,
who?
I think that's all that we wanted to say about it.
I love this movie.
Me too.
I really do.
I think we should cover the second one, though.
Yeah. Oh, we will. It's set in stone. It's set in fate.
And we were doing a Bill Skarsgård
moment. Yeah, we're on a roll kind of thing. You know? You see?
A lot of the time, I feel like we'll pick a movie based off of mood, which is usual. Or if there's a movie...
Or if it's new.
If there's a character or an actor in one movie, we'll do another one.
Oh, yes.
And then we
the rollover bounce. Effect. You see? So I guess we can look at the ratings.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to do the
ratings? Oh, no. I meant... I'm so sorry.
What our ratings are.
Our ratings. Who cares what anyone else thinks? I literally should have said review or whatever. No, but it's our ratings. It's our ratings.
All right, guys. We are going to rate this movie, which is tough. Because I already know what I'm going to say. That doesn't make sense. It's tough because... Is there even a rating needed? You know what I mean? Anyway. Okay, first we're going to go for the scary scale. Lowest to highest. Alone in the Dark. Nightlight. Cover Your Eyes and Grab a Friend. Under the Covers. And Broad Daylight.
Fine. I'll do Cover Your Eyes and Grab a Friend. Because I did that the first time I watched it, and I did this time I watched it. But I do feel like the rest of it, it's terrifying and unsettling, but it's not to the point that I can't. Like, I'm like, this is, I gotta get out of here.
I was actually going to bring that up earlier when you were talking about, we were talking about the CGI and stuff, and it's, I mean, it makes sense to bring it up now because you were saying when we were watching it that you're just like, you know what? Like, this is, like, scary. It's like it's almost like a thriller. It's, like, horrific, but it doesn't have that many jump scares. But then also, even if things aren't jumping out at you, you're just like, what is that?
But then the more like, you look at like it, though,
like, it's not like he's like, ha-ha. He's just, like, slowly, like, yeah, I'm here.
But and I think I'd like, be, I think I'd be more scared, though, if he did more jump scares. Mm. Which I know people don't like cheap jump scares.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you think it's not maybe as scary.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely better, like, in the sense of unsettling and creepy. And like you said, like, he's there and he's slowly getting bigger or growing into something. But in my head, too, if I looked too closely at him, I would be like, dude.
Like, kick him in the head.
Yeah, like,
why do you look like that?
Like, why do you do that? Why
and
do
you act, chose to why look do you like,
act
that?
Like that? Why do you act like that? Everyone, you know, and I'm just like, no. So I feel like in my, no. So I'm just like, again, the beginning is so upsetting that I'm calling it scary because I will not watch it.
It is scary throughout. And if you can put yourself in the shoes, which obviously we do, of when you first watched it, there's a lot of unsettling things. There are things that jump out at you. There are things that are like, ugh.
The beginning, I had my mom tell me, again, just like with you. I was like, tell me when it's over. I ain't watching him. And I didn't even know at the time how Georgie was going to die exactly. Like, I knew.
I just want you but to I didn't see him. See.
No.
But he does that later with Bev. You know, he does. Pulls out.
You see those rows of teeth. But anywho. Okay. Well, it's yours rating then. For the scary.
Yeah, I know. Like, am I going to put myself back into it? Or can I watch this like... With a night, I'm gonna rate it for the average viewer, which is kind of like, I feel like what we do, and I would say Cover Your Eyes and Grab a Friend because I think
I am the average viewer,
Sarah.
You see,
but Carmen Spy Merch, Spy Family Merch is live. Yeah, so I think that I would do Cover Your Eyes and Grab a Friend because. It's creepy, and even though I think I could watch it just in the dark by myself. Now, it's, you know.
No, yeah, it's same. That's why I was like, I'm scared to go home. And I was like, not really, I'm fine. Like, every time I tell Stevie, I'm like, I'll just turn it off. I'll be fine. Like, turn
and then us off. After watching my The Barbarian, head. We're like, what if she's Which out one? There? The Barbarian.
Oh, my gosh, right. But even then, again, it's those things of just being like, and now I'm not going to be scared anymore. What?
I choose like, not to
I choose scared. Not to see you. Be gone! And they're like, what? My fairy dust. All right.
It just should have been a horror. We should just call it Horoscope or something because it's the new
That's
name of our
great.
Rating.
That's a great. That yes, do it. Write it down. Put it in the
book. Put it in the book. Because this one's more horrific than it is like scary.
That's true. That's
but it
true.
Is.
That's That is so good, man.
We should have thought of that from the beginning. Wow. Scary skill stupid.
Oh, it's kind of cute. All
right. Anyway, we love we're rebranding roots. It. It's called Horoscope. Okay. Boom. Nah, it's not dumb. You're right.
Good job. Oh, baby.
Okay. Yeah. And now, our final ratings.
Yes.
We've got Dusty, straight to DVD, airplane movie, stream it, plan your night around it, life changing, and also we can give it an award and put it in our Hall of Fame.
Okay. You know how you have crossed out next to life-changing,
iconic? Oh, we do life-changing slash iconic. Because we have so many things. But you know what? We like to give things many
labels. But I think this is necessary. Because I'm going to give it iconic. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it iconic. I was thinking, because I know that's on the same par as life-changing. But the only reason I don't say life-changing is just because I feel like I personally don't have as much of like a... Like, we all obviously have our connections to it, obviously, to the film. But like, there's nothing in it that like truly like ignited me to like... see something different or to be like carry something with me from it in a more advanced way than we carry every movie we see with us. So I'm gonna say iconic because it's very iconic. What about you? What are you gonna give it?
I want to say iconic too, and I'm thinking about how if life-changing is something that I feel when it comes to this movie, but I think I want to say life-changing as well, even though there are parts of this movie.
Iconic or life-changing?
No, iconic, yeah.
Decent life-changing.
Because, I know. Because I think that there are parts of this that I carry with me, but in a different way than what we personally assign life-changing.
Right. It's just like, it's... I don't know.
Even though it is. It is. To me.
Yeah.
I'm going to still go with iconic, though. Right.
Honestly, when I think of it, I think iconic. Regardless, it's the highest on our scale. And when I think of it, I think iconic. Yeah. Like, I'm literally... We have these distinctions for a reason. I do want to put it in the Hall of Fame. I know, it kind of is. But we have these distinctions...
I'm putting it in the Hall of Fame.
We have these distinctions for a reason. Because it's like... Yeah. It's on the same level as life-changing. It's just that we can't explain... Like, it's different. It's different.
It feels different.
It's different.
But it feels similar.
But let's put it in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think that...
Two votes for
I was going to say, do we have to vote when we put things in the Hall of Fame? Because so far we've always...
Which is a little bit tragic, though, if we one of us didn't agree. That would be sad.
And we've always voted, like...
Even if
we've
always voted to put them in. Me, I'm like,
it's in the Hall of Fame.
It's in the Hall of Fame. That's beautiful.
Well, oh.
Yes. Iconic. An icon. Beautiful.
Iconic. Thanks for being here, guys. Dogmaster.
Dogmaster, you made this happen.
I hope that you liked our review of this movie, and let us know what you thought.
We're going to do part two.
We're going to do part
two. Or chapter two. But, like, let us know, though. Like, do you want more? Do you like this? Do you want more, like, plot points next time? Mm-hmm. You know? We can do either. We can do all.
We like to sometimes go based off of vibe, you know?
This one felt very much like a dip in, dip out kind of one in our overall feels. So...
Yeah. If you guys aren't watching us on YouTube, what are you doing?
We're right here. We're in
from
the
Under
visuals.
The Bed Podcast. Find us, subscribe, comment below.
Click.
Hit the bell. Anyway.
Ding.
If you wanna request a film for us to cover, email us from underthebedpodcast@gmail.com.
We will cover it.
Yes. And go to our website from underthebedpodcast.com. There's a subject form in there. You can email us through there. Follow our Instagram from under the bed and our podcast.
Yeah.
Our TikTok from under the bed pod. And then Twitter, FUTB podcast.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Guys, it's been great.
Glad you joined for it. It just sounds what a great, you know, the PR, every the what do you call it, the tour that
marketing
they all had, the marketing and the PR tour they all had to go on. They're probably all just like, yes,
yes. Maybe we'll cover the original one day.
Yeah.
And also, I love Tim Curry. Love that.
Truly,
man.
I didn't make it for you.
We covered Clue.
But we made this for you. Oh, we should cover Clue.
We should.
What would happen? What could you do? You couldn't do anything to stop
us. There's murder in it, okay?
Yeah, hello. Mystery.
There's mystery. There's murder. What else do you need?
Intrigue. Well, let's go.
Anyway.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We will see you. Catch
Bye,
us
dust bunnies.
For chapter two and everything else that we'll ever cover. Yeah. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.